On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve.
Disbelievers have the upper hand, then what are the implications of that? There's a problem with our iman. That's the only way you can explain it. Same thing with number 22. Allah will protect the believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Verily Allah will defend from ill those who believe. Verily Allah loves not any that is a traitor to faith or shows ingratitude. Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect His religion. And Allah will preserve Qur'an. And as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, there will be a ta'ifa of my ummah who are carrying the banner of truth until the Day of Judgment. They will never cease to exist. So don't worry about the safety of Islam. It's going to happen with you or without you. What you should be concerned with is whether you will play a role or not. You should be concerned on whether you would have a share in that or not. Because the religion really doesn't need you. You are the one who needs it. This religion is protected, whether you work for it or you don't. Allah is the one who granted this protection. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. If you retreat, you turn your back to this religion, Allah will bring some other people who will carry it. So we should be very concerned on our role, not necessarily the safety of the religion. What will I do? What can I give? 23, a good life. Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Whoever works righteousness, man or woman, and has faith, verily to him will we give a new life, a life that is good and pure. So brothers, the believers have a very good life. And don't be fooled by what you see. Because sometimes what you see is not what you get. Sometimes you could see this wealthy disbeliever who has dunya under his hands and he seems to be very happy. But you don't really know what's going on inside. And he doesn't really know what the believers are feeling because he never felt it. So he feels happy with what he has. He doesn't know that there's something much better than what he has. Ibn Taymiyyah says, if the kings know the happiness and pleasure that we have, they would try to take it away from us by the tip of their sword. But they never experienced it. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. If you turn away from the remembrance of Allah, you will have a very distressful life, a life of despair. Be assured that anybody who is not on the path of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, on the true path, is having a life of misery, even if you think otherwise, and even if he thinks otherwise. While the believers who are apparently going through suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them some feeling in their heart that could not be bought with the wealth of this dunya. Look at Ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah says, if my enemy throws me in jail, that is a chance for me to make dhikr of Allah. If my enemy drives me out of my land, that is siyaha fi sabilillah. I will make contemplation in my travel. If my enemy kills me, then killing me is shahada. So what can my enemy do with me? Because I carry my Jannah in my heart. My Jannah is right here inside my heart. They can't take it away from me. They could do with this body whatever they want, but they can't take away my Jannah. Because it's given to me by Allah. Allah gives them, subhanAllah, because the believer needs help. So for example, with the Sahabi of Rasulullah ﷺ who was captured by the enemy, by Quraysh, and they wanted to execute him, Allah Azza wa Jal was giving him a karama. His captive would say, the woman who was guarding him, she would say, that I would see with him fruit of winter and summer,
and the fruit of summer and winter. He would get fruits from Jannah. Because of the difficulty that they're going through and the patience that they show, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a secret in the heart that only them can experience, and something that is cannot be described with words. You know, we can talk about it, but we cannot really taste it. Allah gives that to the believers. Allah promised you with a good life. حيات طيبة. And finally, number 25, establishment.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Allah has promised to those among you who believe and work righteous deeds that He will of a surety grant them in the land inheritance of power as He granted it to those before them, that He will establish in authority their religion, the one which He has chosen for them, and that He will change their state after the fear in which they lived to one of security and peace. They will worship Me alone and not associate aught with Me. If any do reject faith after this, they are rebellious and wicked. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ زَوَالِيَ الْأَرْضِ فَرَأَيْتُ أَنَّ مُلْكَ أُمَّتِي سَيَبْلُغُ مَا زُوِيَ لِي مِنْهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah has brought the whole earth in front of my eyes, and He told me that the kingdom of my ummah will reach to all of it. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Oh Allah, we ask You to make us of the believers, and we ask You to give us the 25 promises that You promised the believers. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we ask You to make us of the believers, to forgive our sins, to accept our tawbah. We seek refuge in You from hellfire. Oh Allah, we ask You Jannah. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.